Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and we are in our Igniter of Faith session. This is where I try and release something in your faith that you can grab onto. I try and give you something that will release your miracle, and I want to talk to you today, if we can, about finances. The main thing I want to tell you about finances is that God will provide. If He sent you, He'll provide. If He's called you, He'll provide. And the Bible says He sent us and called us. Now, I know for a fact that when I do a mission trip, I plan it out, I get to the bare minimum I need, and anything over the minimum is just gravy. It works out, and we're able to be a blessing in the field while we're out there. Well, I was traveling South Africa, and 1 week before my flight to South Africa, a long trip to Germany, and then an 8-hour layover, and then a long trip to South Africa, and I was excited, but then I was terrified in a way. And I tell you why I was terrified, because I had no money in the bank. I'm about to leave my wife and kids to go out to another country to do God's work, and I had no money. There was nothing in my pocket to pay for the bills when I left. There was nothing in my pocket to pay for the bills when I was there. So there was something, it was not only ministry needs, but it was a family need as well. I went to God and I prayed. I said, Lord, I remember when I went to Kenya. I prayed here in the same office. I believed in the same office, and I believed that You would send me a miracle. And I needed $5,000 to $4,000 then. And I believed it and trusted and prayed for it. And I prayed loud enough that my children playing the games in the house with the video games that they play heard me pray to God and said, I know I will get on that plane. Whether when I land or before I leave, the money will be in my account. I took that to God. On that trip in Kenya, before I took off on that Tuesday, I kind of take off on Tuesdays all the time. But before I took off on Tuesday, that Saturday evening, a friend called me and said they were making a donation online. And when they did, it was exactly what I needed. Well, this was a different trip, and this was a little bit bigger money, but I still needed $5,000 to go out there. I prayed the same prayer. I've said, God, I know You have those that will sow and be a blessing. I know that You have stored up blessings for me, and I pray that You bring them now. I left it in God's hands. I didn't call anyone. I wasn't dialing anyone, because God could dial the same people at the same time. What I did do was just pray and believe. And a friend called maybe an hour later after I prayed, and they said, David, we're sending you a gift. It's not much, but a couple $100, but we're going to be a blessing. And then someone donated $50 online. And then I get a call from Louisiana the very next day from another pastor that said, David, we're going to send you $500. We're going to bless you. We know you're going on this mission trip. We want to sow. God is calling the people that I could have called. He's letting them know what I need, and they're sending it. And then I get a call from a friend of mine that does a lot of ministry sponsorship for our ministries when we visit different places. And she goes in and she says, David, do you got your money? You're just in my spirit. Do you have your money? I said, well, I'm still working on it. God's still bringing on. And then she goes, well, how long do you have to fly out? I go, I'll fly out next week. She goes, I'm going to go donate online. Do you know that she donated $3,500? Do you know that it started to add up? And I was getting close to that $5,000. I had one more place to preach on a Saturday night at a healing service. I got home from that healing service, opened the last envelope, and it was exactly what I needed, and I made the $5,000 that I needed. And I was excited. On Monday morning, I'm ready to go to the bank. I'm ready to deposit this so we can take off on Tuesday morning and have money in the account to do what we need to do. But guess what? God always adds. Amen? God always increases. I woke up in that morning, not asking anyone for anything, looked at my emails, and I got a donation online for $4,500. God knew I needed more than what I was asking for. I was trying to go with the bare minimum, but God said, I'm going to send you to be a blessing. I'm going to send you with an increase. You're not going to have to worry about anything. Even when you come back, there'll be money in your bank. God's able to do that for you even now. Let your faith just rise up and ignite, that your miracle is released. And Father, we pray for every financial need in the middle of this crisis. Mine, theirs, everyone that they know, everyone that I know, that their needs are met in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you for watching our show. We'll be back with another great episode.